This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And the time, look at, you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can, again, just let me know how you feel. Let me know the issues that you think we're missing, that we're not really dealing with. I love to get those. A lot of you will send me, you know, texts and or emails late, long after the show's gone. I mean, I can't really, I really can't engage and let you know where we're at if you don't write me during the show. Right? I mean, seriously, when if you want me to deal with this stuff, if you really think I'm off, or maybe I'm not going far enough for you, I don't know. You know, you got to let me know during the show so I can speak to it. I'm not going to really deal with it long after it's, you know, long gone and long over. You know, more and more you're seeing the violence in Chicago just every weekend. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Now, Lightfoot won't deal with it because she says, actually, crime is down. She's done a fantastic job, according to her. I'm amazed at what land do these people live in. What are they looking at to come up with these kind of ideas, right? Now, come on, think about it. So, does she have to see them happen right in front of her eyes? One of her aldermen, they have aldermen instead of city council, one of her aldermen called her and said, I'm looking in my street out my window. Now, he probably was mistaken with the type of gun. He called it an AK-47, probably an AR-15. They don't really know the difference. But he said, I'm watching these people in military garb walk down the street. They're setting this on fire. They're breaking these windows. She called him a liar. Now, why would she do that? She's not there. He's looking at it. He's on her team. What's the problem? Here, you want to really make yourself start to shiver and shake? Check this one out. Joey B's team, the administration now, is looking to launch a door-to-door kind of campaign to get you to vaccinate. Because he fell way short of his 4th of July goal of having 70% of the adult population with at least one shot of the virus. But the virus has subsided. Why keep pushing it? What's he worried about? Now, the administration's ongoing concern of a surge in more contagious Delta variant. Now, see, I told you it wasn't going to stop. I told you a long time ago this was going to happen. And no, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. But when you sit back and you start looking at what they're saying, when you look at the Faucis of the world and others that aren't calling him out on this, He's talking about that we might require booster shots. We might require a different variant of the shot for Delta. Right? Then what? We'll have a London strain. We'll have a London shot. I mean, seriously. So Biden pitched his plan to boost the vaccinated population while he was at a press release or press conference. I'm sure his team was having a little bit of heartburn with that. Now we need to go to the community, by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and door to door, literally knocking on every door to make sure the remaining people get protected from the virus. Is he going to force you? Is he going to hold you down? What's he going to do if I say no? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also referred to the door-to-door effort while listing Biden's objectives. Right? She cited it as a targeted community door-to-door outreach to get the remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring that they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine actually is. Critics were quick to slam the new initiative on social media. How about that? Don't knock on my door. You're not my parents. You're not my government. I like that one. Make the vaccine available. Let people choose. Look, in my area alone, there's about probably 25 different places I can go get this vaccine. If I want it. I don't want it. You know, Joe must think we're part of the black population because we can't figure out how to find things. Now, before some of you take offense at that, realize that that's what Joe said. Remember, Joe said that you black business owners, the reasons you can't succeed or can't even get started is because you don't know how to find yourself a lawyer or a CPA. Because I'm sure it's because you can't spell lawyer or you can't spell CPA. I don't know, something like that. Right? And you can't get on the internet to figure out what to do. Not that you don't have access to it, but you've not been well informed. How do you guys take this from him? How do you take this? Just amazing to me. Maybe Deontay Johnson can help me when he comes on. Because what's really funny is somebody who emailed me about something that happened over the weekend was very, very, very upset that I was in a parade with a, I don't know, what do they call it, Confederate flag. I said, look, I'm not allowed to comment on it. I'm a white guy. You told me I have no right to even take a stance one way or the other. So, hey, let's play by their game. Let's play them by their rules. Deontay Johnson joins me after the break. Don't go far. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation, and he's got a lot to say about this.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to Real Sound of D-Shed Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And yes, I've been on a rant most of the day and some of yesterday about how, you know, the 4th of July. I mean, seriously. And my next guest, I mean, he knows. He's been around for a while. He's known me for a long time. You know, if I'm wrong, he can call me out on that. But my attitude is this. First of all, I don't think blacks should shun Independence Day, and I'll tell you why I don't think so. We were the first country truly to get rid of slavery. If you really do your history as to what went down and truly how our founding fathers and others felt about this, you would know the true history of this country and truly how it felt about slavery and moving it along. For me and my feeble little uneducated mind, Independence Day was the beginning. It was the beginning of us being able to rule ourselves, because before that, the king said, no way, no how, you're not going to get rid of slavery, and if you try to, I'm going to remove you from your positions, and, you know, you'll end up in jail for going against the king. But it gave us the ability to get started. John Adams, was so relentless every time Congress started in putting bills forward to kill slavery, to get rid of slavery, they finally put a resolution together to keep him from being able to talk about it. Many of you don't know that. We'll talk more about that later on. I want to get Deontay on with me because I want to get his idea on what's going on here. I told you what my fear has been for quite some time now. Deontay Johnson is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Met him years ago at CPAC. So impressed by this young man and what he's doing for this country as a whole. Deontay, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me. This is a very, you know, when I saw the tweet from Representative Cori Bush. I had to read it twice, and the reason I had to read it twice is because I said, wait, so we're not free, but you can make this tweet. You make $174,000 a year. You've been given a staff that gets paid, and you can say whatever you want to say. You can vote on legislation the way that you want to vote on legislation, but yet you're not free. Listen, you as a Democrat, you may not be free. You know, Nancy Pelosi may tell you what to vote and where to vote and what you should be supporting, but the rest of us, we're free. You know, in a country where we have seen success has come in all sizes, shapes, colors, and creed, we should all be embracing the 4th of July as the day that America gained our independence. You know, our Constitution was drafted to outline the freedoms that we have and the rights that we hold, no matter the color of our skin, sexual orientation, or political affiliation. And we are one nation under God, and I believe that. I actually believe that. In God's eyes, every man and woman and child are equal and free to live their lives. That's what makes America the greatest country. Yep. You know, yes, America has had some few bumps in the road, but we have recovered every time. We've recovered every time, and we know that every day is a new day for redemption in our personal lives and as a country.
No, I'm glad you said that because, you know, I think that America, yes, they've had issues. And, you know, everybody harps on slavery. And, yes, I know it was a major negative black eye in our history. But, you know, look at what we did to the Asians. Look at what we did to the Germans and the Italians when World War II came down. Look what we did to the Native Americans. I mean, we have a lot of issues in the past, but what do? We come out of them. We fix them. We work at making them better. We work at, you know, taking care of our messes. You don't see that in other countries. And the left seems to want to harp on our negatives as if we've done nothing to turn them around and or try to fix them. And, Deontay, you probably haven't listened in a while, but my mantra lately has been I am extremely concerned that the left wants a race war. They want black and whites fighting with each other, hating each other, so they can come in and truly take control. Because remember, they have painted themselves over the decades as the party for the black community, haven't they?
Joe, I defy the left to tell me that they care more about child poverty and poverty in America. I defy them to tell me they care more about that than I do. I defy them to tell me that they care more about educating our youth. That they care more because I know that school choice is the only thing that can do that. I defy them to tell me they care about the kids at the border when they support children being ripped out of their mother's womb. I defy them to tell me that they care more about that. I defy them to tell me they care more about the black community than we do as conservatives when I know that a capitalist society is the only thing that's going to build up the black community. I know that the only thing that's going to build up the black community is making sure there are programs to make sure that we are getting rid of the red tape and the regulations that has prohibited black business owners from going into a brick-and-mortar business. I defy them to tell me that. I defy them to tell me that they care more about the criminal justice system when we as a country
did not get a real criminal justice reform until President Donald J. Trump. I defy them to tell me that they care that much.
Isn't it funny that they talked about Trump not caring about the black community, not wanting to help out with those issues, when the guy that they, well, I still think he stole it, but let's just say the guy that they voted for, Joey B., is one of the ones that pushed the bill that actually incarcerated, enslaved, imprisoned more young black men than ever before. Isn't that true?
The 1994 crime bill. The architect of it. Yes. They, you know, I defy them to tell me they care more, because they don't. And anyone who thinks otherwise is woefully misinformed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with you. And I think that it's disgusting the way the Democrat Party talks about the black community, the way they put, and again, you and I are close enough. You tell me if I'm off here. But when you start talking, I can't imagine me having a conversation with another white guy and saying, those people, them, they, I mean, Joey B says they can't start businesses because they can't find attorneys. They don't know how to find a CPA. Well, he's talking about the black community. How demeaning is that?
Well, listen, and for some reason, you know, I want him to tell Black Wall Street that. I want him to tell people and, you know, and a lot of these black bit owned businesses. I want him to tell, you know, a lot of the black tell them that.
Yep. All right, we come back. I got a lot more I want to talk to you about. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Deontay Johnson, president of the Black Conservative Federation. We're going to give you their website address in the next segment. I want you to support them. They're doing great things. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
Seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause reconsideration, especially in young people, who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, and didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. I met this young man years ago at one of the CPAC events. I was just impressed by what they do. I mean, it sounds like a love affair, and I don't mean it to sound that way, but a lot of these groups that I've met at CPAC, they come and go, and they come and go, and they got these great ideas, and over the top. Now, these guys have been consistent. They've been on it. They've been consistent with their message and just helping a lot of the young black kids realize that the Dem Party isn't what they thought it was. And there are, it's not just Republicans, there are other groups out there that are willing to help them. And so, Deontay, why don't you tell people more about the Black Conservative Federation and how they can help you?
Listen, the Black Conservative Federation, we're entering into our fifth year. And by the grace of God, we have, you know, been able to grow at an alarming rate. We have, you know, we're in over 10 different states. We are, you know, hitting every part of this country, encouraging candidates to run and encouraging candidates to, you know, take on tough districts, districts that, you know, has not always been conservative district and has not always, you know, went red. And it's time to move the needle. But, you know, also at the Black Conservative Federation, we are focused on policy. We're focused on figuring out, you know, the different, you know, how can we build up our communities and what policies can we promote and what policies do we need to fight against. But also, the Black Conservative Federation, we want to make sure that we're uplifting black business ownership. You know, Joe Biden said that they don't have lawyers and they don't have CPAs. But, you know, we now have a contest for black businesses to apply. Send us a video to our email at info@bcsaction.com. Send us an email on your business, your black-owned business, small business, and let us know what you do, why you're doing it. Send us a video, and you have the chance of winning the $1,000 grant. That is to make sure that we're continuing to promote the excellence amongst the black community. You know, under President Trump, black businesses thrive. But also under President Trump, black businesses among women thrive. And so we're encouraging everyone to apply. But also, we're always looking to, you know, expand the team. If you're interested in joining the Black Conservative Federation, visit us at bcsaction.com. But also, We're always, always, always looking for people who are interested in donating. Please visit us at bcfaction.com and click the donate link. And, you know, your donation goes towards making sure that we're doing all we can do in the community to provide a conservative presence in black communities.
You know, guys, I bring on people, and, yeah, they all need money. You got to wake up and figure out that even to send a mailer out, it costs money. To send people to communities, it costs money. But let's just be frank about this to my white listeners. You're not going to make a difference in a black community. All right? It's just like I tell people all the time. I'm not going to make a difference in the young community, okay? I'm the old guy in the room. They're not going to listen to me. So you have to support these organizations that are out there doing the legwork, that are out there doing the farm work, so to speak. And again, I wouldn't bring you people I didn't trust. I wouldn't bring organizations to you that I didn't think were doing the right thing out there. And their message, Deontay's message, and the Black Conservative Federation message has been consistent, has been the same, and they've applied action to it. Deontay, when you're out there, you know, talking to people and dealing with groups and what have you, is there a difference or a major difference between the younger black community and the older black community? Is the younger black community more open to discussing conservatism or not, and the same for the older black community?
Oh, you know, I've seen that the older black community is actually a little bit, it's hit and miss. I see they are a little bit more receptive than some of the youngers. Some of the younger just don't care about politics in general, and so that's our time to show them the importance. But, you know, and we said that, and I've said this on your show before, we have to remind them, a black conservative is someone who dares to believe the teachings of their grandparents. That's what a black conservative is, okay? Yeah. We talk about free enterprise and limited government. We talk about our love for the First and Second Amendment. We talk about how important the sanctity and dignity of life is to us. We talk about, you know, the American family. You know, these are values that has been taught in the black community for decades, for centuries. And it is so important that we preserve those. It is so important. And the left wants to sanitize those.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look, I don't know if you agree with me. I didn't ask you, but I truly believe that the left is working overtime to pit us against each other. When I say against each other, I'm not talking about American against American. I'm talking about black American against white American, that they're trying to make a case that, you know, through CRT and other places, that we are supremacist. White people as a whole are supremacist and racist against blacks. And that concerns me because there are people buying into it. You see them. You saw church people taking knees. You saw church people apologizing, going up and apologizing to black folks. How are we going to combat this? And I don't mean that in a negative way. You know I don't. You know my heart. How do we come back at them and say, look, I don't hate you. I never have. I don't care what color you are. I just care, can you do the job? Can you do the work? And are you trying to be a good citizen? That's all I care about.
There's a wonderful biblical quote. I think everything goes back to the Bible.
Amen. Yep.
There's a wonderful biblical quote to there, and they'll know you are Christians by your. They'll know we're Christians by our love.
Right.
And I think the only way to combat that is to pretty much show a spirit of I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. I want to see you succeed, and there is nothing that you can do about it. I want to raise up the minority communities, and by golly, there is nothing that you could actually do about it. And when you show that, it's hard to turn it down. When you give that, you know, it's kind of hard to turn down a hug when someone gives it to you. And that's the same thing we have to provide, you know, is that don't get down in the dumps with the liberal mess. And I call it liberal mess because it's mess. You know, the white liberal wants, listen, Joe.
Are you there?
I hear white liberals all the time. Tell me, well, you're an Uncle Tom, you're confused, you're this, you're that. And you know what I tell them, Joe? I am a black conservative. evangelical pro-life Republican. Does it look like I can be influenced? Does it look like I care what you have to tell me? Does it look like that you telling me that I'm confused, you telling me that I'm an Uncle Tom, you telling me that I'm all those negative terms, you think that's going to move me? Absolutely not. And so we can't even worry about that. We have to do what we know is right and continue to move in the direction that we're going to move in. And we have to let people know that the conservative movement is the only way to success. Conservative movement is the only way to freedom, Cori Bush.
Oh.
Free enterprise.
Yep.
Limited government. Common sense regulation. And worshiping God, not government, is the only thing that's going to save our country.
Well, some of the comments that have come out of Joey B. and Nadler and a few others, which are truly against God, really, really, really do concern me. And I think that more and more of us have to speak up. Listen, we're going to go for a break here in a second. When we come back, I want you to tell the people what events that you're involved with for 2022, you know, coming up for 2022, and, you know, maybe some of the programs that you have that we can help support and that kind of thing. Because, seriously, people, there are groups all over the place, and again, I'm going to say it to you again, I don't bring people on here that I don't trust. I don't bring groups on here that aren't doing anything, and believe me, I get asked to all the time, and they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything good for the community. And so we need to support groups like his. We need to support groups like PJI, you know, I brought him on earlier. Make sure we're giving them the resources that they need. And yeah, some of you don't want to talk about money, but you need money to move forward. Go and see your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You can head up to the website. Look, if you want text messages that we're, you know, getting ready to go on and that kind of thing, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Again, known him for a while now, and the organization is doing some great things out there to inform. Not to, you know what? Some people, he's not just informing the black community, because by informing the black community, by people like me seeing what they're doing, he's informing us as well. He's informing people like me as well, so I can help get the message out. I can tell other young black men that I know where they can go to get some more information. Dante, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. Did I lose him? Hello?
Thank you, Joe. And there you go. Over all the years I've known you, you've been a great support for the Black Conservative Federation. It's hard to believe that we're entering into our fifth year. You know, God has been good, and we're praying for 50 more years. And
God bless.
Really be able to move this movement.
Yeah, you put God first, you're going to be able to move through walls. You're going to be able to move through walls, part water, and all kinds of stuff. It's about time, you know, again, we start putting God first again. in our country and in our lives. All right, so what's up for 2022? We're coming into an election cycle. We're coming into an election year. Some of the, maybe the candidates you're looking at, if you have any on the horizon, give us some ideas of what you got going on, your events.
Well, we're coming back bigger and stronger. Listen, we have to take back the House in 2022. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We also have to make sure that, you know, we're taking back the Senate, and we got to steal some governor's mansions on the way. You know, we have done a lot with supporting Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, helping out in the primaries and even in the generals. Him along with Winston Sears, who is an African American woman running for lieutenant governor. We also need to make sure that we are supporting individuals for Congress, such as Rod Dorales, who is running in the Palm Beach area of Florida. We have already endorsed him, and, you know, it's so important. And we're going to be releasing our official endorsement promo in a couple of months, but it's so important that we're supporting candidates who stands for the First and Second Amendment, who stands for free enterprise, limited government, common sense regulation, who stands for life. You know, it's so important that we get a Congress that is filled with people who stand for life and from the womb to the tomb. And so, you know, we're gearing up to make sure that we're in the field. We're gearing up to make sure that we are training and developing candidates on policy, training candidates and making sure that they have all the necessities that they have to move forward.
Yeah, I'm loving this because you're seeing other groups that have been doing this for a long time, and now that you're reaching out, and anything that we can do, I mean, seriously, trying to get some of the young black kids, and I do mean kids because, you know, I'm an old guy, so they're all kids, but get the younger black kids to step up and understand they can have a say in what goes on in their lives. They can have a say in what goes on in their communities. You're going to have to go through a little bit of the uglies. We do. I don't care what color you are. Getting into politics, you're going to go through the uglies. There's no way around it.
Listen, Joe, the main way to that is we need donations. It is so imperative. I am encouraging everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice. $5, $10, $25, $25,000. Whatever you feel the need to give, we are most definitely accepting of. At bcfaction.com, hit the donation link. That is going to help make sure that we are mobile and we are all over this great nation. We at the Black Conservative Federation is making sure that we continue to let people know is that, for one, when we go to the black community, that a black conservative is someone who dares to believe the teachings of their grandparents, someone who is standing up for free enterprise, limited government, someone who is, you know, focused on making tomorrow better than it was the day before. It is so important that we make sure that the country realizes that, yes, we've had bumps in the road, but we're going to move forward as a nation, one nation under God. We are going to move forward to make sure that, listen, every day is a day of redemption, and our country has a chance to redeem itself every day, and that's what we want to go. We want to go towards that. We want to go towards making sure that this country reaches to the dreams that Martin Luther King, Meagher Evers, and James Farmer fought so hard for.
Yeah, it's interesting how watching the black communities, or the different black communities, really gain some traction. Really watching some of the young people come forward and start speaking. I think I was going to talk to you during the break about, I'm reading more and more articles where it seems like people on the left are trying to discredit Martin Luther King Jr. And I can't figure out why anybody would want to do that, honestly and sincerely. And it's just amazing to me that we need to also fight back, not let them get away with doing these kind of things, because this is what discredits not just a black group, but many other groups as well. So, you know, I admonish people, get informed, get engaged, figure out what's going on. Head over to the
BCFaction.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it off my lips. It's not working. BCFaction.com. BCFaction.com. And he's right. $5. I say the same to you guys all the time. We're not expecting you to be, you know, loaded and rich. $5, $10. Give up a cup of coffee to that place that hates your guts and give that money to BCFAction.com. Seriously. You know, God bless you out there. Keep up the good work. Seriously, man. And if you need anything from me, you need to come on, you need to tout something, just give me a holler. Reach out to me. More than happy to do it.
Thank you so much, Joe, and you keep holding down in California for us.
Right, I will. Can't wait to come back out. We'll go grab some decent dinner. Anyway, God bless you out there. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You know, like I said, truly and honestly, some of these organizations that are, and they're not struggling. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're not overflowing with cash either, but they're not struggling. So when I tell people on a regular basis, really what you want to do, which you want to make sure you do, make sure that you're, find one of these groups that you can support. No, really, just, it's really that simple. And then that way there, when they truly do need help, they've got the resources available to them. If you happen to be in a community that they're there or they're not there, and then they need some help, you can reach out again. Or they can reach out to you again and ask for help. That's the way they're going to succeed. Well, I shouldn't say just them. That's the way we're all going to succeed. When we start working together, we give it up for each other, and we do some work for each other. And sometimes that's just simply making phone calls. Right? Sending out a letter, a message, an email, or a phone call. And that doesn't really cost you anything. If you're on the same plan as I am, you can call as many people as you want to. It doesn't cost you any extra money. So, you know, and that's a group, too, for my listeners that pray. The Black Conservative Federation is a group that needs to have prayer. Lift them up in prayer. They're all about God. And a very bright and hard-working young man. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So we were talking about this a little earlier. And it's just interesting to watch. Now they're talking about how bad the coronavirus is hitting the black or leveling and hitting the black community. Is it more fear? Is it real? Some of my friends I talk to say the reason it's hitting it harder is because they don't have as many resources available to them. I don't know if that's true or not. I have to take people at their word for it. Maybe we need to open more clinics, but I do not see that could be 100% true, because a lot of these vaccination places or areas are local supermarkets that have pharmacies. Walmarts, Walgreens. That's the other thing I find asinine, right? Right? These guys that you get free vaccinations, right? Not going to cost them anything. They can go pretty much anywhere in the city, like I said, supermarket, Walmart, or what have you. And yet, some of the Dems are screaming, no, no, not Walmart, because they're terrible people. So let's, using their words, okay, not mine, let's let the people die in the streets from COVID because you're mad at Walmart. You don't like Walmart. Right? Come on. Wake up. 855-REAL-JOE, 8557, yeah, I know, I'm constantly forward by the way they think, constantly. I guess I'm just not smart enough to figure it out, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be involved, be engaged, let's try to get on the same page, what do you think? Next hour, this is, you know what, I should just let you wait. Can we take things back from the deep state? That'll be the question of the hour. I think we can. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host.